Mom deserves the best, and there's no better place to shop for Mother's Day than Whole Foods Market. They're your destination for unbeatable savings, from premium gifts to show-stopping flowers and irresistible desserts. Start by saving 33% with Prime on all body care and candles. Then get a 15-stem bunch of tulips for just $9.99 each with Prime. Round out Mom's menu with festive rosé, irresistible berry chantilly cake, and more special treats. Come celebrate Mother's Day at Whole Foods Market.
Need new glasses or want a fresh new style? Warby Parker has you covered. Glasses start at just $95, including anti-reflective, scratch-resistant prescription lenses that block 100% of UV rays. Every frame's designed in-house with a huge selection of styles for every face shape. And with Warby Parker's free home try-on program, you can order 5 pairs to try at home for free. Shipping is free both ways, too. Go to warbyparker.com/covered to try 5 pairs of frames at home for free. warbyparker.com/covered.
Welcome to Spiritual Queens Badass Podcast. My name is Emma Mumford and I'm your host. I'm an award-winning blogger, YouTuber, life coach, badass entrepreneur, manifester, and author. My mission is to awaken and to inspire women to live their best lives now and to find their purpose in life. I do this through sharing the power of law of attraction and spirituality. I hope my podcast will inspire you to raise your game and to start living your best life today. Without further ado, let's get started with this week's episode. Hey guys, and welcome back to another one of my Spiritual Queens Badass Podcast episodes. I am super delighted to have you here today with me. And today I really want to talk about why we should share our stories, the importance of sharing our stories, and what I mean by this. So I'm just going to start off by saying this, that this podcast is going to be interesting only because I'm recording this a week before you're listening to it. So whatever happens over this weekend with summer solstice, 7 retrogrades, Mercury retrograde coming in this week. So we've got the 7 planetary retrogrades, sorry. We've got the new moon eclipse at the weekend and also summer solstice. Yay! So this version of Emma is naive. She doesn't even know what's happened. So this week is going to be interesting for us as a collective because let's face it, the last few months have been incredibly, incredibly interesting for us as a collective as we see things change and transform in front of our eyes. Rightly so. Hell yes to this. And also even personally, and this is why I thought this podcast was super important to voice now, because I feel like so many people are having situations and things happen to them through Venus retrograde, through these eclipses, which, so I'll go into a little bit about what these are, but again, I only share what I know of astrology. Obviously, I'm not the expert. Danielle Page and Yasmin Boland are your go-tos on what is happening collectively and astrology right now. But, you know, I learn, I educate myself. Astrology fascinates me, so I share with you, obviously, what I know and what I understand. So right now, there is a lot of stuff coming up for people, and this is what I'm going to share within this podcast. And the reason why I want to do this topic today is yes, to say, hey, you know, write a book one day, whatever you want to do. But that's not what this podcast is majoritively about. This is about talking to people, sharing your story and opening up to people, because right now we need that. We're in the middle of a Venus retrograde that actually ends next week. So the 25th of June, I think it ends. So this has been the planet of love, of feminine. So really over this last month, every freaking relationship problem that could come up has come up. Healing, makeups, breakups, shakeups, you name it, it's happened in love and relationships, and love on all forms, not just romantic relationships. Saturn is in retrograde, the planet of karma. When that's in retrograde, it's in Capricorn currently, which is very practical and risk-taking kind of doer masculine energy. Is, you know, playing that out in our lives of anything that's not serving us or we've been ignoring is happening right now. I've seen sexual trauma come up in pretty much every woman I know who has experienced it, including myself, to come up to heal. There has been so freaking much going on, as well as what we're seeing in the collective. Obviously, the incredible movement of Black Lives Matter, which is so important, and you know, we're all championing that, I hope, as much as possible. And, you know, being an ally, having these conversations, learning, listening, everything. It brings me joy that this is coming forward and that this is the start of a journey to true equality. true equality. And I feel that this is just the starting point. I feel that coronavirus, should we just lull at that? That was like the least of the 2020 issues. I mean, we've had the killer hornets, we've had the pandemic, we've had obviously the fires in Australia, which were awful at the beginning of the year. I'm not trying to make light of these or jokes, not at all, but I think it's looking back at what we thought was like the end of the world. 2020 is just really showing us that when you think it can get worse, it can get worse, because all of these things are affecting humanity. It's not funny. It's not something to joke about, but you almost kind of have to, otherwise you'd probably just cry. So really, you know, it's about all of us witnessing that we are all experiencing this right now. You know, obviously some people more than others, absolutely. But we're all as a collective going through this big, big, big shift through 2020. And, you know, next up's probably the aliens. And do you know what? At this point, I just don't care, to be honest. I just want everybody to be happy. I just want, you know, Black lives to matter. I want people to take this seriously, action and create change. But I guess all that's being highlighted to us really is how much work needs to be done with society, with everything. So I think it's frustrating, but also positive at the same time for a lot of people, and how we have this new normality. So I've really gone on a tangent, haven't I, of what's happening in 2020. But really the last month has been so interesting because of what's come to light. So the truth is coming to the light. And this is very much the energy of these retrogrades and also eclipses. So retrogrades, just to be clear, if anybody's like, what is Emma on about? You've probably all heard of Mercury retrograde, which does come into retrograde at the end of this week. So by the time you're listening to this, it's already in retrograde. And it's normally about 3 weeks. You normally have them about 3 or 4 times a year. Again, I'm not the expert on that, but that's what I've read. So Mercury is the planet of communication, of travel and technology. So this is why during a Mercury retrograde, things can feel quite frustrating because you have delays. Now, as we know, it's not negative, it's a positive, which is allowing us to slow down. And obviously the universe knows how to slow us human beings down, technology, travel, communication, by allowing us to have that space to shine the light upon what we really need to focus on. So normally with a Mercury retrograde, you normally have a more aligned awareness moving forward of you've had that space and time to reevaluate and to think things over, and you're like, great, okay, this is how I'm going to move forward. And it feels clearer, and it's almost like an aligning where you just have a new sense of awareness and you're able to move forward with even more clarity. So this is why I always say Mercury retrogrades are positive. Yes, they're frustrating, but to be honest, after 2020, I think a Mercury retrograde is probably the least of our issues right now. I think that is like, cool, yeah, whatever, we thought that was bad, yep. So Venus retrograde, like I said, in retrograde till the 25th. This is the planet of love, of issues, or, well, not issues, but bringing up the issues to the light, to heal, to clear, to heal, to release, breakups, makeups, rebirths, endings, all of it. Mixed with that Saturn karmic energy, yeah. Great. Everybody's having a great time right now, I think. I've not met one person who is having a great time, to be fair. And to be honest, what I was grateful for is that my stuff didn't come up over my book launch. That's what I was grateful for. I was like, thank you, universe. Like, I did the work a few months back. I'm happy with that. And, you know, naturally things come up as we feel that collective energy, of course. And like I said, you know, for me, it's been that sexual trauma releasing. But not as intense as, you know, what I have witnessed with some of my good friends, peers, or across the board. So this is why I wanted to do this podcast on why it's important to share your story, because nobody is. And there are so many, you know, I think more important things happening in the world right now, definitely. But we also have to take care of ourselves to be able to take care of the collective and show up and take action and create change. So yes, it is taking that action, but it's also witnessing your self-care and self-love and knowing when you have your stuff to deal with as well. And that's why this energy is so tough, because we're being pulled, everything feels overwhelming. What I really feel like from myself, what my friends have said, from everybody I speak to is how overwhelming everything feels right now with social media, with the energy, how we feel, we're dealing with our own stuff, we're dealing with the collective stuff. We're in a pandemic still. God knows if how the economy is going to be and what we're doing moving forward, whether we're going to have a second wave, all of this. There's so much uncertainty, and this is why people are bottling up right now, because they just think, my problems are nothing compared to this. Nobody's going to give a shit about my problems when, you know, the whole world's changing and, you know, I'm just fucking annoyed I've got some triggers from my ex. Pure example there, but you know what I mean? Like, I think people are just really, you know, thinking, God, I'm not going to voice that. That sounds ridiculous when the world is in crisis massively in so many different ways. So yes, speaking up and sharing your story looks like many things. One day, potentially writing a book, yes. One day, potentially being a life coach and sharing that. There is so much connection with sharing your story, but what I'm breaking it down to is even before any of that, of, you know, saying, me too. Of saying, I know how you feel, me too. And sometimes we need that. So to give you an example, in the last 2 weeks, two of my dear friends both had miscarriages. I also had a spiritual peer and friend who also had a miscarriage. And I'm so grateful that all of them were able to voice this. But from speaking to, you know, my friends particularly, both of them said how they felt they couldn't tell people. Obviously, they felt like they had to tell people for the sake of telling people that it wasn't happening anymore. But both of them felt like they weren't able to grieve properly because of what's happening in the world, because of, for one of them, it was the first time. So obviously, she's not known any, you know, different of how to feel or what you do in that situation. And the other one was a second miscarriage, which again was even more shame and guilt of and confusion and hurt, etc. So that's just a brief example of experiences that people are having right now. There are experiences of all kinds, of breakups, makeups, of deaths, births, challenges. And I have pretty much every woman I've spoken to who I know has gone through sexual trauma has been triggered in the last few weeks to heal and release that energy. And this is why I said, I feel this is the tip of the iceberg, that really this year we're going to have so much more come up in society to the light, thank God, in terms of equality, in terms of everything. I feel like we're going to see everything, and rightly so. It's going to feel a lot, but it's needed. And we've also got to take that responsibility for our stuff at the same time, as well as feeling overwhelmed of how quickly all of this is coming to the light. And, you know, we're 6 months into 2020 as well. It's flown by and we've still got 6 months left. And it's not to say like every month's going to be challenging, but when the whole freaking world is ascending, up leveling, whatever the heck it's doing, changing as we know it, none of us have experienced that before. And I think now more than ever, it's so important for us to come together and say and hold each other and listen to each other and bring our problems to the table and bring our upsets to the table and what is, you know, feeling hard right now. Because at the end of the day, if you're spiritual and you're listening to this, we have the tools. We know what to do. Like, hopefully you do. Like, you know, we have the tools. We do the work. And we work through that. But you think of all the people who don't have that right now and who are experiencing what we're experiencing, it can feel really hard for people. And that's not even to say if you're spiritual and you have the tools that it doesn't feel hard, because it still does. It doesn't make it any easier. You just have a way forward easier, and you're able to work on that. So really, it's about having these conversations right now and saying, you know, yes, there is a lot going on in the world, but equally, this is how I feel. And, you know, from both of my friends sharing that to me, I was able to give, you know, each of them support from each other, what they kind of told me. Like, I haven't experienced that. I can't say, oh, I know how you feel. I've had that firsthand experience. But I can help them with tools and resources I know from people I've worked with who have had miscarriages. And also, even just listening is enough sometimes. Even just listening and supporting someone in the best way that you can with love can move mountains more than having the exact answer to help that exact thing that person's going through. So I think the more that people, and you know, I've learned a lot about miscarriages through this, you know, through this experience with my friends, of that it happens to one in four people and that people don't speak up. And then, like I said, my friend came out with it on her platforms and I was like, wow, there really is this shame and guilt over it, isn't there? There really is, which I've never seen before until I saw this with friends and peers. And it was nice to kind of be able to connect them all and say, look, you're all going through this. Like, I can't give you the answers, but know that you're not alone. And I think knowing that we're not alone helps sometimes. And that's why I really wanted to do this podcast, because to tell you that each and every single human being is feeling this. There is nobody on this earth who is avoiding 7 retrogrades, 3 eclipses in eclipse season, a pandemic, and, you know, society changing forever. There is no human being who is getting off from this. Absolutely not. And eclipse season as well. I didn't even explain eclipse season, did I? So eclipse season happens every 6 months. So we had it at the kind of end of December, beginning of January, when we had that real powerful eclipse at the beginning of January. And now we're having it again. So normally, from what I've learned from Danielle Pages, you have 2 eclipses in an eclipse season. Again, apparently, that's what I've read. But this time we've got 3, which is like even more fun. So this particular eclipse on the 21st of June, which is obviously summer solstice day as well. And summer solstice is always a weird energy. I don't know whether anybody else feels this. Like, it's good, but it's also like, whoa, it's quite overwhelming. So to mix that with a new moon and to mix that with an eclipse and to mix that with the beginning of a Mercury retrograde, I just think, God help us, and in the nicest way possible. And again, it will affect everybody differently. It's not to say that how one person gets affected is how you will get affected with it. It all depends on our karma, what's meant to come up, where we're at, if we've done the work, if we haven't, if something's meant to come up. You know, it doesn't mean that everybody goes through a breakup. It doesn't mean that everybody goes through something. It is so individual to that person. So please don't worry with what I'm saying. It's just being mindful if you have felt terrible over the last few weeks, struggling, overwhelmed, all of the above, this is why you are feeling that, and that we are all feeling this. And if people speak up and if people share this and say, hey, God, what is with the energy? Isn't it feeling a bit weird? You know, we can all kind of say, yeah, oh my God, it's just been one of those days. Do you know what I mean? We feel less alone. But I feel like people aren't sharing their stuff at the moment because there is so much bigger stuff going on, and it's important to find that balance of saying, yes, what is happening collectively is super important and we need to have those conversations and we need to support that fully, yes, but also we, you know, it's like the classic airplane scene of you can't put your mask on anybody else until you've put your own mask on and you're breathing safely. Same with self-care. You can't love anybody else until you love yourself. You have to look after yourself to be able to give to others and show up in the best way possible. So really, yes, it is doing the work and showing up collectively, but we have to prioritize ourselves too, because otherwise we're useless and we're not going to be any help to anybody if we're not addressing our own stuff and working through that, because that's our purpose too. Yes, to be light workers, spiritual queens, spiritual folk who are helping to change humanity, but also that's an inside job to start off with. It always has to start within you before it mirrors out in the collective, in the outer experience. So I really want to encourage you to speak to someone, speak to a friend. And when you have, you know, a friend or a spiritual buddy who you really can share your truth with and just listen to one another, be present. God, that's magical. Like, that is so rare and special to have. So please do reach out to a friend, a family member, or whoever you feel comfortable with reaching out to and just telling them your story right now, telling them what's coming up for you. And that, like I said, the person listening doesn't have to have the answers. Sometimes feeling heard, feeling seen, feeling the love and presence of that person is enough. And sometimes when we talk about things and voice things, that can be quite healing in itself. A lot of the time, I will voice things to my friends, and even just actually saying it makes it feel better. You know, they may not have done anything miraculous or, you know, done anything, but I can feel better by just doing that. And I think when we all can witness, and you know, the thing is with spirituality, everybody's so eager to talk about the positives, life's great, yes, that nobody actually talks about the shadow work and the deep ass work, and that it's okay to not be okay as well, and that this is part of polarity, this is part of our cyclic nature as human beings. We cannot be in summer all of the time. We cannot be positive all of the time. We have polarity, and it's so important to feel those, because if we only knew what happiness and, you know, positivity felt like, we wouldn't know what the opposite was to be able to be grateful when things are good and things are going well. We would never have that comparison. So polarity is so needed to give us this experience of healing, to give this experience of understanding, and that life is so complex sometimes, but we can work through that with the tools we have. And fake positivity didn't solve anything. It never does. So be honest with yourself. And, you know, I know a lot of people who are struggling right now. And like I said, this was me a few months ago going through a healing crisis. So, you know, nobody gets out of it. Just because we're, you know, I've done my work doesn't mean the work doesn't come up. It's an ever evolving journey. We will always have work to do, but we need to feel safe and seen with that. That just because we are having things come up and healing, it doesn't mean that you're not healing. And healing is not linear. I've done a whole podcast episode on this for you guys to enjoy, because it's important to witness and acknowledge that as well. That, you know, I've had quite a few clients who have come to me in sessions over the last few weeks feeling that they never healed their things before and that they're a failure. And I'm like, no. Healing is like an onion. One layer comes up, you heal that, you'll be okay for a while, then another layer comes up. This is how healing works. So it's not that you haven't done the work, it's that a new layer or perspective or...
If you're struggling to lose weight, you've probably heard about weight loss medications like Wegovy or Zepbound. And you might be wondering if they're right for you. Meet PlushCare, a leading telehealth provider with doctors who are there for you day and night to partner with you in your weight loss journey. If you qualify, they can safely prescribe you medication from the comfort of your own home. To get started, visit PlushCare.com/weightloss. That's PlushCare.com/weightloss. PlushCare.com/weightloss.
Need new glasses or want a fresh new style? Warby Parker has you covered. Glasses start at just $95, including anti-reflective, scratch-resistant prescription lenses that block 100% of UV rays. Every frame's designed in-house, with a huge selection of styles for every face shape. And with Warby Parker's free home try-on program, you can order 5 pairs to try at home for free. Shipping is free both ways, too. Go to warbyparker.com/covered to try 5 pairs of frames at home for free. warbyparker.com/covered.
Flexibility is great. That's why there's yoga. Flexibility for your insurance coverage is great too. That's why there's United Healthcare Insurance Plans. Underwritten by Golden Rule Insurance Company, United Healthcare Insurance Plans offer flexible, budget-friendly coverage for medical, vision, dental, and more. One of these plans may be right for you if you're, say, between jobs, coming off your parents' plan, turning a side hustle into a full hustle, or even missed open enrollment. Want more flexibility? Find out more about United Healthcare Insurance Plans at uh1.com.
Or something is coming up to be released as well. So don't feel that you haven't done the work. Sometimes things are meant to come up at a certain point to release, and that can be triggered by eclipses, retrogrades, all of this stuff. So witness where you're at and honor that. It's not your job to be positive every day. You don't have to be positive every day. And I feel that some people like don't share their stories and share what's going on for them because they want to be positive. And I see it all the time in the spiritual sphere of teachers, authors, gurus who don't share what's really going on because they don't want to be negative, or they don't want, do you know what I mean? They don't want people to think they haven't done their work. Well, you have done your work. Everybody is doing their work, but there's always more work. Like, and again, it's not negative. It does get easier, but as human beings, you know, I'm 26. I'm sure there's people listening to this who are, you know, in motherhood or even older, and you know, maybe even double my age, who are like, the work doesn't stop, it's just new, different situations. So it's about understanding that spiritual enlightenment isn't oh, once you've like healed your stuff, that's it, you're cool for life. It's that, yes, you've done that work, but also being a human and being a soul in a human body is continuous work, but in a positive way. I feel like I'm not selling this very well, but it is positive. And I quite enjoy doing the work now because it means that every time I release something and heal something, I get closer and I become the most truest version of myself, and I also become happier and more freer. So there's so many positive reasons why the work is important to do. But this is why we have to share that sometimes, and we have to feel safe enough to share that. And, you know, I do that within my coaching sessions, obviously facilitate that safe space for people to share their story and what's going on for them and to help them. But equally, I facilitate that in all my friendships too and relationships, because it's important that we have that outside of a professional, you know, situation as well, that we can safely share stuff with people and feel seen and feel heard. So I just really want to encourage you to share what is going on for you right now. I'm not saying like publicly, but, you know, with a safe person, with a safe space, because you will feel seen and heard. And you never know, that person might say, I feel the same. I know how you feel. I feel the same. And like I said, that togetherness, that almost like togetherness of humanness, where we can say me too, is all the healing we need sometimes, to just feel not alone. And I know from obviously what my friend said with the experiences they've been going through, that when they realized they weren't alone by joining like support groups and finding some useful resources, that in itself felt healing. It may not have healed the pain fully of what they're going through, but just knowing that there was someone there to listen to them, that people were sharing their experiences, it was healing in itself. And I think as a spiritual community, it's our duty to hold those spaces, and also for us to share the good, the bad, and the ugly. Because that is life, that is polarity, and that is what being spiritual is. It's showing all aspects of ourselves in safe spaces, is what I'm trying to say here. Like, you don't have to go on social media and say, oh my God, this happened and this happened, this happened. Because that may not be a safe space for you. And, you know, I don't always think it's good to air your stuff publicly on platforms. But, you know, obviously in a safe space with people you trust and within, you know, a space that feels good to you, can be the most healing work you ever do. Honestly, the most healing work you ever do. Even just a conversation can be more healing than doing tapping or meditation or chakra work or whatever inner work you're going to do. But I just want you to know that you're not alone, that I love you, the universe loves you, and everybody around you loves you, and that you are seen, you are held, and you are safe right now, whatever that means to you and whatever situation you find yourself in right now. 2020 is a tough place to be right now, and we're not through it, but we're getting through it. And at the end, fingers crossed, to 2020, I mean, it could, you know, I mean, I don't know, I'm not the psychic here, I'm not the astrologist, but, you know, hopefully by the end of 2020, we can all kind of look back and say, wow, what a year. It was absolutely freaking bonkers, but through the pandemic, we slowed down, we learned more about ourselves, we learned what was truly important to us and what was truly important in, you know, the collective and humanity as well, that we took positive action, we did our inner work, we, you know, connected to people, even if we couldn't physically connect in person, we connected to people in a different way, where we shared our story and shared our truth and felt held and seen and loved. And we came together as a collective and humanity to solve the world's issues, because there are a lot. And we built together the foundations of this new world with equality, where, you know, the people who are the minorities who are, you know, suffering right now are beginning to, we're creating that change, because there is no easy fix to all of this. That is what I'm coming to learn, and I know a lot of people are coming to learn, is that it's not a quick fix, any of this. It is change that has to happen over a period of time, and we're just on the tip of the iceberg with even Black Lives Matter. You know, we have to look at the education system, we have to look at a lot of different areas within that for it to progress forward in a positive way. And again, I'm not saying I even have the answers. I really don't. I'm learning, I'm listening, and I'm witnessing where we can all do better, definitely. And I just feel that after 2020, like, we're all going to be totally different people in a really positive way, because we're going to have this awareness. We're going to see so much truth coming to the light. And you may even be experiencing that right now, where so much truth in your life is coming to the light. Because really what this energy is that 2020 vision. And that 2020 vision is like unconditional love. And we can't get to unconditional love and 2020 vision without everything that's not love coming up and clearing and releasing. So that's why we're feeling like this heaviness, and we're feeling like all of these things are coming up even in our own lives, because we have to clear that out as well to be able to walk into this 2020 vision. And that doesn't mean that no work's ever going to come up again. Of course it will. But even for yourself, this is an exciting time to be able to work through these things and witness the world change forever in a really positive way. Like, whether we like it or not, this year is going to be in textbooks. You know, when I have children one day, they're going to say, "Mum, what happened in 2020? And we've got to be the ones who are saying, we took action, we did those positive things, and we were there, and we, you know, we did the right thing. We took positive action, we listened, we learned, and we helped to change the way that the world works as such." And even if we're doing that energetically as well with spiritual work, that's just as important. And it's important that we do our inner work at the same time to reflect the inner, the outer, the yin, the yang, etc. We have to reflect that action and love within us for it to reflect on the outside. So this is why it's so important to still share your story right now, because it is still so needed. You know, whether it is on a public platform, whether you are launching a coaching business, whether you are writing a book, whatever sharing your story means right now, maybe it is what we've spoken about in terms of sharing safely with a friend and knowing that right now, all of us as humans are experiencing a lot. Even if it's just that, that's still as important and so needed for your healing and for us to be able to show up in the best way possible right now as a collective. So honor yourself, queen. Listen to what you need right now as well, because that is so important and part of good self-care and self-love. And, you know, we will get through this as a collective. We so will. And there will be times where things feel easier. And, you know, just like now, there will be times where things feel a lot and overwhelming. But that is the universe. That is the polarity of the world that we live in. And I hope that this podcast has brought you comfort, knowing that we are all going through this together. Because we are. We really are. No person has experienced this before. There may have been pandemics in the past, which, you know, our grandparents and great-grandparents have probably experienced. But also, nobody's experienced a collective change in consciousness in the world. 2020 vision, that's never happened before. Definitely not in any lifetimes, anytime soon for us or our ancestors. So this is big, and it's important to take care of you during this, because this is a big shift that's happening in the world, and we need to honor that with that big shift comes big TLC and self-love, and making sure that you are okay during this as well. So honor your work, show up to the work, because when you're doing that inner work, you're doing that outer work as well. Take inspired action in your outer worlds as well to help, to listen to people, you know, be that listening ear for someone. If you can see that someone is not coping right now, because we have to think, you know, things like depression and anxiety haven't miraculously disappeared. Going through a pandemic has heightened this for a lot of people. And also, you think of everything else that's happening collectively right now. There's uncertainty. We don't know what the hell is going on. It feels wild, the energy. So you think, for people who maybe experience this spiritually will be feeling this, but even people who aren't spiritual will be experiencing this as well. So check in on your friends, ask them how they are, because right now we need that. And if you need time to honor yourself and take a step back, that's okay too. that is okay. You know, I've had times where I've just had to switch my phone off for a couple of hours because it's just everything has felt too much and I don't even know where to begin, whether it's seeing blatantly racist comments online about the protests, whether it's, you know, feeling frustrated for my friends and what they're going through, whether it's, you know, feeling overwhelmed in my own work or whatever. Like, sometimes we just have to switch it off. Sometimes we just have to say, no more, I need some self-care time. And please do that. Never apologize for that, because like I said, until you can help yourself, you can't help the outer world and collective. And it's so important that you're honoring yourself, your journey, where you're at, what's coming up for you, because there is a lot coming up for everybody, for every single person. They are experiencing these retrogrades. They're experiencing these eclipses. And eclipses, I still didn't bloody say about eclipses, did I? I said a bit. So they are disruptive energy. So very much retrogrades are things feeling like they're going backwards to actually propel us forward. A bit like an arrow, where sometimes it feels like it's going backwards, but you're about to be propelled forward in a really positive way. Whereas eclipses are kabooms. They are very much disruptive, and they're very much karmic gateways to get you where you need to be. So this is why eclipses can feel quite heavy, because we are shifting, especially through the windows of three. So we obviously had one 2 weeks ago for the full moon. We've then obviously had this one just this weekend gone for the new moon. And then you've got the third one and obviously 2 weeks for the full moon again. So each of these are like windows of opportunities as such to get you. So you'll notice where you were at that first full moon to where you are a month later with the next full moon in a couple of weeks. You'll be like, I'm a whole different person. Like, this is a whole different situation. Like, my life looks different. And that will be because of these eclipses and the truth coming to the surface in a positive way and getting us to where we need to be. So I just want to say well done. Well done for surviving 2020. Well done for showing up. Well done for listening to this podcast. Because I think it's important to witness that we are doing well as well. That 2020 is a lot. And I don't think any human prepared for this. So we are like almost going in blindly, like, what is happening to get this 2020 vision? So honor yourself of like, do you know what? You've done a great job. I've done a great job. Everybody is doing a great job to show up and do this work and take positive action and help to see these positive shifts in the world. So with that has to come rest time. You know, you have to rest and take care of you as well, because there has to be that balance. We've spoken about polarity this whole podcast episode. So there has to be that balance as well of you taking care of you and not overly giving and suppressing what you're going through because you feel it's not important enough. And then just outwardly giving, doing outwardly to help everybody else, help the collective, but you're not dealing with your stuff. You've got to do that too, because otherwise you're going to be no use to anybody if you're like crying inside and suppressing something and not clearing the pathway for happiness, to feel at ease. So do yourself a favor and do something this week to really honor yourself, whether that's resting, having a nice salt bath, taking some time off work to really focus on you doing that inner work, that shadow work, maybe meditating, maybe dancing. Move your body as well. That's the best way to get collective energy through you, of going for walks, connecting to nature, grounding yourself. Oh boy, ground yourself right now. That is such a good practice to be doing in uncertain times. Grounding, absolutely. I also have a free meditation actually on my website. When you click on my website, it comes up as a pop-up. You get it as a free grounding and refocusing meditation when you sign up to my newsletter. So even just get that freebie, just so you can listen to that and ground yourself during these times. But I'm proud of you. I'm proud of myself. I'm proud of everybody who is doing this work right now, who is showing up. And share your story. Don't suffer in silence. Share it in a safe space and, you know, create that space as well for people to be able to share with you, because we need that now more than ever. We need that togetherness. And fingers crossed, over the next few months, we're going to see the positive work of 2020 start to unravel as we kind of get towards that 2020 vision as such. But It was never going to be the easiest of rides, and I do feel there's more to come up as such. But again, look at the astrologists, look at, you know, what Danielle Page is saying, what Yasmin Boland is saying, if you want updates on what I've said, like retrogrades, eclipses, etc. Because it is really fascinating to learn about collective energy, because then you can see what's yours and what's not. And this was really powerful for me. I used to kind of sit in that victim mode like years back and obviously feel all this collective energy, but then now I realize it's not even mine, so you can clear it really easily and then see what your true stuff is. And you know, we still have days where we'll feel angry for no reason, we might feel frustrated, low, funky, irritated for no reason, all of those things. That is all the collective energy. We can't necessarily fully remove that, but we can, you know, witness it in a way where we know what's ours and what's not ours, and that's important too. So I hope this random rambling podcast has helped you guys, and has allowed you to know right now that you're not alone. What's coming up is coming, well, not the exact same things, but you know, the work is coming up in every single person right now. And now more than ever, we need community. We need people to just hold one another and say, I see you, I hear you, I love you. So I hope even if you don't have someone to share that with, you feel like you shared it with me, and just have a conversation. Sometimes I just have a chat to myself, or I'll chat to my angels and just say, do you know what? Here's how I'm feeling. So even if you address it to your spirit guides, your angels, your higher self, the universe, sometimes having an outwards conversation with, you know, thin air, your beliefs as such is just as good. So share it where you can and invite in sharing your story right now, because it's still important to do that even though the world is going through massive change, because, you know, it's all about that inner reflecting the outer, remember. So we've got to do that work to be able to do the work in the outer as well, and that energy to match as well, of everybody doing their work, clearing all the bad things out, etc. It's all just going to positively reflect on the outer. So it's important to honor yourself, to rest, to take care of you, and just witness where you're at. So I challenge you to do something for you this week, for self-love, for self-care, to really honor yourself and help yourself wherever you're at right now. And meet yourself where you're at right now and honor where that is, because that's exactly where you need to be. And you know, these eclipses are tough. Definitely these retrogrades aren't the easiest of rides, but we've only got one left, so it's all good. We've got one eclipse left, then the retrogrades will hopefully, you know, ease out. And, you know, at the end of the day, you've just got to see it with a positive hat on sometimes, that, you know, yes, these things are annoying and they happen, like, I mean, retrogrades and eclipse wise. But, you know, it's not forever. It's not forever, and whatever comes up is always for the highest good, to release and feel good afterwards. And that's the most important thing, that you release that. So always keep that in mind. That's where you can be positive, but also be honest with where you're at. You don't need to do fake positivity. Like, we all have bad days. We all have stuff going on sometimes. And, you know, to feel like you haven't healed and or therefore you're not spiritual is rubbish. Absolutely rubbish. You're actually more spiritual for doing the work. So honor yourself that you show up, you do this work, and nobody's perfect. And we are humans, we are learning, we never stop learning. This is the whole point of life, to learn things. So that work is always going to be there. And it doesn't mean that you haven't done the work before. Like I said, it's like that onion. So if you are feeling resonating with that, go and listen to my Healing Is Not Linear podcast, because that will really help as well. But I hope this podcast has helped you guys. I'm sending you all so much love wherever you are in the world right now. And just know that you're seen, you're held, and you're loved fully, 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 fully. So thank you so much, guys, for listening. I appreciate all your views and listens. Don't forget to subscribe if you're new here, because I would love, love to see you again soon. And don't forget, you can come and join my free Law of Attraction support group over on Facebook, where you can join myself and other like-minded souls, where we talk all things Law of Attraction and spirituality. So that's a great place to be right now, to be seen and held and supported as a community. So I hope you have a great week, whatever you are up to, and I'll see you all in my next podcast episode, which will be next week. Lots of love, guys.
Want flexibility? Take yoga. Want flexibility with your health insurance? Check out United Healthcare Insurance Plans. Underwritten by Golden Rule Insurance Company, they offer flexible, budget-friendly medical, dental, and vision coverage that may be right for you. More at uh1.com.
Even when we're on a budget, we still deserve nice things. Quince is a place to scoop up stunning high-end goods for 50 to 80% less than similar brands. They have buttery soft cashmere sweaters starting at $50, luxurious Italian leather bags, and so much more. Plus, Quince only works with factories that use safe, ethical, and responsible manufacturing. Get the high-end goods you'll love without the high price tag with Quince. Go to quince.com/style for free shipping and 365-day returns.